along, lovely listeners. Welcome to a brand spanking new season of Roomies Talking Movies, Summer Splash. We're going to be with you throughout this whole summer, and what better way to start the summer fun than talk about the latest horror movie? As always, I'm your host, Danon, and joining with me today is your summer bests, Camden.
Yep.
And Jackson.
Happy summer.
We are so ready to talk about the latest haunting new film, but before we do that, we got more movie news than there are waterbeds left in the world. I tried to actually find a statistic to see how many there were. There's not even that, so there might be like two left. So as long as we have more than two news bits, let's get started.
Probably more, because that'd be hard to count.
That's a good point. Like, and everyone could be lying about it, because no one's going to actively be like, I
have a waterbed. Dana, you slept on my waterbed, remember?
Oh yeah, I forgot you have a waterbed.
Yeah.
Jackson just bought a new waterbed.
Yeah, but there's no bed. It's just water.
Jackson, where'd you get the waterbed from? Waterbed, Bath and Beyond?
Yeah.
There's just a hose running through his whole house into his bedroom that's just slowly filling up.
Yeah, my landlord's going to get mad.
His mattress is just constantly soaked in like a kiddie pool.
The apartment's flooded. I don't know what to do.
But it's just so comfy. I can't stop.
Exactly.
Jumping right into the news, following the Discovery Warner Brothers merger, a new name for the company has been revealed, along with a new motto. And boy, howdy, is this just the most creative name ever. The new company is called Warner Brothers Discovery. And their motto is the stuff that dreams are made of.
So this seems pretend.
Nope, 100% confirmed.
Nah, they made this up, bro. It's April Fools. April Fools, everybody. Happy June 5th.
Like, why wouldn't you just rebrand? You know what I mean? Or, like, take one of the names
because
out of it?
Because they're both well-known names.
You don't want to kill Discovery. Is Discovery a super well-known one? Because I only know it for,
I think so.
Yeah, it's the channel where,
yeah,
like, you go
Discovery
to
channel.
See things being built.
I know it for one channel, yeah. Whereas Warner Brothers is known for, like, a billion things.
Yeah, so it should be, like, Warner Brothers... And then, like, I guess Discovery's here. That's the full title of the company.
I guess it's here. The motto. Well, I mean, someone had to buy it.
Yep. A Quiet Place 2 smashes pandemic box office records, earning $57 million over the weekend, making it as profitable in 4 days as Tenet's entire theatrical run last year. I think it's because now people can go more.
Yes.
I don't think that's a very fair comparison.
I do feel bad for Christopher Nolan, because he was of one of those directors where he's like, I'd rather wait until theaters are back completely so I can let my movie out. And then Warner Brothers was like, nah, watch this. We're going to make so much money. Watch. They didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Speaking of A Quiet Place, A Quiet Place Part 3 gets a release date from March 31st, 2023. That is a long ways away. And Jeff Nichols has written and will direct the next film.
Do you think it's just going to be a completely silent film, or do you think this is going to be the most talking in any of them?
The most talking, for sure.
I think they should, the monsters or whatever, they should evolve to where instead of reacting to noise, they react to silence.
Oh, so they just constantly have to scream.
they call it A Quiet Place, but it's like...
It's funny.
It's like... It's actually not.
Yeah, because...
It's tongue-in-cheek,
it's satire.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have this low hum over every time they talk to try to hide from the monsters. So as you're watching, you just hear like a... in the background. And then an hour in, you're like checking your ears. You're like, I can't be going crazy. What's going on?
Just pause the movie.
Oh my god. And the ringing doesn't stop.
Yeah.
And it's in your
home. Then you're crazy.
Speaking about crazy, Mortal Kombat 11 creative director Ed Boon is 100% down for an Omni-Man as a guest character in the fighting game.
Ed Boon!
You loved Invincible. What do you think about this?
Literally could not care less. I don't play Mortal Kombat video games.
Okay, well, I have Omni-Man in the room right now. Omni-Man, what do you have to say to Jackson?
It's Omni-Man!
You know, I'm starting to think this is less like Omni-Man and more just a drunk guy I found in New York.
Yeah, I don't know where you got this guy from, but he sounds just like J.K. Simmons, if you ask me.
This freaking guy. Always throwing people through trains.
Anyways, did you guys know that Harrison Ford is old?
Hasn't. What?
Did you know that Harrison Ford is old?
There's no way. You're making this
Jackson,
up.
Jackson, did you know that Indiana Jones 5 is going to begin shooting next week? Guess who's in Indiana Jones 5?
Is it the Ford Motor Company?
It's the Ford Motor Company. And guess how old the Ford Motor Company is going to be by the time Indiana Jones 5 is released, Jackson?
A few.
80 years old. That was a great guess, Jackson. God, he's just so good at getting everything right on this show. Harrison Ford is old. He's going to die soon.
Is Harrison Ford the one who's going to be 80 or the Ford Company? I got confused.
Well, the Ford Company, I think, is already 80. So we're going to go with Harrison Ford. Danny's fact-checking me currently. Danny is fact-checking me, everybody.
It is currently 117 years old. So
off
by a few years, buddy. Old.
I didn't say they were exactly 80. What is wrong with you? Well, that was my piece of news.
You know what my piece of news is?
What is it, Jackson?
Is it the next one?
I think so. Jupiter's Legacy has effectively been canceled on Netflix after just one season. Instead, a spinoff following the villains that populate the same universe will be created.
Now, what is this? Why would they do that?
Was this the like superhero one?
This was a superhero one where we're like, this doesn't look great.
Because it probably didn't get good reviews? I don't know.
Yeah, but why would they go like, all right, you got us. I guess this isn't for everyone, so we're going to do a spinoff of the series that you guys said you didn't like.
So now to get into this series, you have to watch the bad one.
Oh, you think they're setting up like a Snyderverse thing where like everyone watches the spinoffs and they go, oh, release the second season.
No, they just want more money.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like a fully thought out plan.
No, they just want more money.
Speaking about not thinking through something, there is an Among Us shaped McNugget that is currently on auction for $51,800 with currently over 160 bids on eBay.
I feel like a war veteran.
I'm so proud of humans as a species.
Yeah.
Do you guys think if Among Us never came out, the cure to cancer would already be found?
Probably.
Imagine reading this sentence to like a 1600s, no, not 1600s, like 1400s peasant. Just Among Us shaped McNugget on auction for $51,800 with over 160 bids on eBay. They'd be like, what the fuck is dollars?
They'd be like, hold up. What's eBay?
Yeah.
What's Among Us?
Yeah, that's the point, Jack.
Where the fuck did you come from?
What is that space wormhole behind you?
How did you get here? I know what Among Us is.
Also, do you happen to have the cure to the black lung?
Regal Cinemas, AMC Theaters, and Cinemark Theaters won't require fully vaccinated patrons to wear masks in their theaters unless required by a city or state mandate. So I feel like nothing much else has changed.
Maybe you could take off your mask when you take in a dookie now.
Woo! Dookie
mask.
I like
how that's the first thing you think of.
Is it not the first thing you
think of? It was always the worst when I was going to the movies all the time over this past last year. And there's just like security people in the bathroom in every stall to make sure you kept your mask on. It felt a little...
And they're just watching.
They're like, keep it up, buddy.
It's a little close there, but you know, at the end of the day, they help you. You know, you help them.
You know what? You give them a little extra money, they help you wipe. So it's really just a good deal all around.
Oh, mine paid me.
They paid you to wipe?
No, they paid me to let them wipe me. It was awesome. It was a win-win for me. I got $10,000 that day, and then more in a legal settlement.
Mm. Nice. Good work, bud.
Was it because you got wiped by a stranger?
No. He f***ed my wife.
Aw, man. That sucks, man. Well, at least you got a clean bunghole from that, dude. So it all worked out in the end.
You know what else worked out in the end?
Why? You picked the part of that sentence I did not think you were going to pick.
The Borderlands movie has revealed the first look, kind of, their silhouettes, of our main characters in the upcoming video game movie.
This looks pretty accurate, if I'm being honest.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Like, how'd they fit Jack Black into that little robot body?
Oh, steroids. Reverse. They took the steroids out of his body.
Well, someone just expanded the crap out of the
claptrap
photo.
Jackson, why did you
that
do
kind
that?
Of scared me a little bit.
That was an accident.
I was like, well, script is gone. No more script.
Well, guys, we get to go home. You know what else scared me a little bit? This dang news, because it feels like just last episode we were reviewing Cruella.
That's because
we were.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's crazy, because guess what? Cruella 2, Tuella, is in works after Disney Plus's success.
It's not called that.
Are you excited? Is she going to kill some dogs?
Nope. Don't
I
care.
Hope she kills 100 dogs.
And then leaves one for the sequel?
Well, that one's her little pal.
I hope she doesn't kill any dogs, and instead they make her a good person.
Oh, yeah, and she's just a bully, and she learns to be nice.
Yeah, she learns to be nice, but then the end of the movie, they hit her with a forget everything you learned in the past two movies gun, because we need you to go into your original movie still.
They also hit her with the, now you want to make a coat out of dogs gun, so that way she wants to make a coat out of dogs.
Mm-hmm. And then they went, here, now smoke this, and then she was good.
And then they shot her with a don't be high gun. They just have a lot of guns in the back.
Why would she be? She's just smoking tobacco. She's high on the...
wacky tobacco.
There you go. I was looking for something. And you know, you really solved my dilemma.
Found it. Damon.
Rumor alert.
Oh.
Ben Affleck wants to return.
Wait, was that not as exciting as Jackson. I thought it was?
No, Jason went. He just got possessed.
There's a rumor alert. I was surprised.
Yeah, but that was a very quiet surprise.
I didn't want to interrupt him. I was facially expressive.
On our completely visual show.
Ben Affleck wants to return as Batman after the Flash movie. In a recent interview, Zack Snyder has revealed that Ben Affleck wants his Batman project to be made. Wow, that's shocking.
It's like he wants more money.
Or they put him in a good movie, and he was like, oh, well, can we just keep doing that?
He's like, oh, shit, that's what it's like? Yo, run it again. I got it now.
Yeah, yeah. Guys, Zach.
I'll kill anyone you want as Batman, guys. I'm really feeling it.
I will kill everyone on set. On set?
No. Batman's just corrupted. No, Ben Affleck's corrupted. I can bring that to real life. Ben, what the hell are you talking about? As he just has like a gun already? Let's go film Batman.
Stupid.
Speaking of Batman.
That was a good one.
We get our first look at the brand new suit for Shazam in the upcoming movie. Shazam, Fury of the Gods. Wow, those gods are angry. Probably at this new suit.
Probably. It's a little scary.
The suit isn't terrible.
I like the suit. I think it's an upgrade from the last suit. Because it's not as padded.
Not as padded at all.
I think his face looks weird. Is it just me? He looks different.
He is.
Maybe it's the haircut.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, funny enough, it's not that 11-year-old that the movie, he turns into Zachary Levi.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying Zachary Levi looks different, Danon. Dumbass.
It's because this is Jackery Levi.
His evil doppelganger.
Brother. Yeah, that's why the gods are angry, because they're like, where's Zachary?
He's like, you're going to have to deal with me, Jackery Levi. Wow, that was that's it. Yeah, end the episode. We're good. We're good.
I think I hate both of you.
Okay.
Boom. You know what else is... I hate you, Jackson. We got a first new teaser at Michael Keaton's Batman costume with a little bit of blood on the symbol for the upcoming Flash movie. Hey, all those people who said Michael Keaton wasn't going to be in it, shut up. Look, it's Michael Keaton's Batman costume with a little blood on it.
Michael Keaton, Batman, baby.
Do you think he sneezed so hard that he gave himself a nosebleed and that's why there's a blood on his symbol?
Probably.
No, I think it's ketchup. He was enjoying a McDonald's burger and he spilled ketchup on his suit.
There seems to be a little bit of translucence to it, so I think he was eating one of those Monte Cristos, you know, those little Sammies with some jammy in it.
I think he had a bad poop.
How'd it get on the front
bad
end?
Bad poop. Bad poop.
Do you know Batman actually needs to hug the toilet whenever he goes to the bathroom so he doesn't get anything on his cape?
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know.
You know who doesn't has a cape? Issa Rae, who is set to voice Jessica Drew / Spider-Woman in the upcoming Into the Spider-Verse 2.
So get ready. More spider people.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Which I'm kind of shocked for. I'm shocked.
You're shocked? By Electro?
No.
No?
I'm shocked by the God of Thunder, baby.
Oh,
because that's our next piece of news. Thor Love and Thunder has officially wrapped filming, confirmed by a picture of Chris Hemsworth looking absolutely massive.
That doesn't look healthy.
Look at those arms.
That cannot be healthy for a person.
How does he put his arms down?
Poor guy. He doesn't.
They're just constantly, like, up.
And look at Taika Waititi. He's rock solid.
He looks great.
Because he's playing the rock person.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson in the MCU, of course.
Yeah. What do you guys think this movie's going to be? Because it looks like they're on the Guardian's ship in this picture.
It's going to be interesting.
To say the least.
To say the most, actually.
To say the most. The medium amount, I would say.
Okay. Mm. That's fair, actually.
You don't know what else is the most medium statement? Sony execs Sanford Panich, which is way too close to panic, which if you've seen some of Sony's film, that ain't far off. Am I right? Oh, my.
Nice.
You're not funny.
They claim that there is actually a plan to connect Sony's Spider-Man universe to the MCU. It's getting a little more clear for people where we're heading, and I think when No Way Home comes out, even more will be revealed.
I've been reading news headlines about all this. This is good stuff. Him and Kevin Feige, they're good friends, seems like.
Tongue in on the beach.
Yep.
Weird how they went public with that, but I mean, hey, you do you.
That was the first thing he said in the press conference. It was a little weird.
Yeah, I tongue Kevin Feige. Oh, you want to know more about Spider-Man?
I'm kind of upset that we have like the Spider-Man crossover spoiled for us now. I wish we had no knowledge of any of this happening, and then we went to the movie theater, and it was just Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and we're like,
Hey, bazoinga.
That's exactly what they would
say. Hey, I just thought of this. Jackson, Camden, tell me if this is a good and or bad idea.
Bad idea.
Okay, well then I can't go.
I want to hear it.
Okay, so you know Doctor Strange is in this movie confirmed. Mm. What if there's one more cameo that we're not expecting? What if when Doctor Strange is like, oh, look at all these Spider-Man villains that aren't your Spider-Man villain. Well, looks like you'll need some Spider-Man to take care of it. Or should I say Spider-People? And then bam, Tom Hardy's Venom is in the final fight also.
That would be cool. I would like that.
I think that's a bad idea.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
What reason would Tom Hardy have to fight?
There's rumors because of Willem Dafoe, by the way.
Yes, as the Green Goblin. Mm-hmm. But that didn't answer Jackson's question.
I don't care.
I think what's going to happen is Venom's going to lose and let there be carnage. The end credit scene of that movie is just a little portal, and Doctor Strange is like, well, then you're going to need help, and it's just going to pick up right there.
Mm. Yeah, I think it'll be a great movie. But I think it's going to be like a very transitional movie. Like setting up a lot, not really having much of a plot of its own.
Well, that's what Spider-Man's good at.
Yeah.
You know?
Apparently Sony
helping
plans
everyone
to do more,
else.
Tom Holland Spider-Man movies, though. They want to renew contract with the MCU.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, like, it's some of the most profitable movies.
Well, they only signed him on for 3, and then they were like,
yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
You could easily make 3 trilogies with Tom Holland.
Yeah. People love him as Spider-Man, so, you know.
Yeah, Jackson.
Yep.
You know who else loved him as Spider-Man? Paul Bettany, probably. Paul Bettany also says he's not contracted for any more Marvel projects. Marvel.
But I mean, like, they introduced White Vision. You got to do something with that.
Yeah, come on.
Clearly he's going to come back. Come on now.
Come on.
Next news.
Speaking of Paul Bettany, Scarlet Witch's emotional journey will continue after WandaVision and will not be abandoned in Doctor Strange 2.
Good.
Thank God. I really wanted a whole arc.
She needs the support.
Did you just lose your thought, Jackson, and then cough?
I wanted a whole arc about her emotional journey. That's content right there. I want her to be like, ugh. This is so sad. My 2 kids that weren't even real. Ah.
Jackson, if we could just find a way to film and record only your hands and then put that up with every single episode, I think sales would skyrocket. You know what I mean? Just your hands tell a whole story.
Wear a green jumpsuit. Right. Not a green jumpsuit. A green morph suit. And then cut off the hands. Then we'll just green screen
it. No, okay. Here's the thing.
Wear a green tracksuit and then the morph suit over it. And then cut off your hand. And then just hold it around.
From now on, for the rest of this podcast, I'm not going to speak. I'm just going to use my hands.
But not using sign language. Just kind of like how a Muppet would move and just kind of talk with your hand. Oh, I forgot. He's doing it now.
He is doing it now. We're not Jackson. We don't have the capabilities to do this, buddy. Can't do this yet.
We're not recording cameras, so I know that's a thumb down.
Jackson,
man.
That is offensive. Oh my God.
Whoa, you can't do that salute, Jackson. What the hell?
Thanks, Jackson.
No one's done that hand movement in like 40 years, dude. Calm down.
Fuck you guys. You guys are the worst.
Well, you guys should have seen what Jackson was doing. It was terrible.
It was awesome.
You know what's not terrible?
I was flipping Camden off.
Hey!
Because he smells bad. You know what's not terrible?
An official art piece from Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which was given to the cast and crew, gives us our first look at all the characters showing up. And look at their new dang costumes they're getting. Doctor Strange is getting more of a comic accurate one. Wong has a little bit yellow on his loincloth. Scarlet Witch looks about the exact same. And we get our first peek. Sure, it's a cartoon, so that doesn't really help. Of America Chavez, the multi-dimensional traveling superhero.
Oh, cool. I was going to say, who's this random person?
Who? She's America Chavez. Like I just said, the trans-dimensional superhero. Duh. And also, funny enough, Happy Pride Month. She's also a lesbian in the comics.
Happy Pride Month, everyone.
The more you know. Happy Pride
Month. Happy Pride
Jackson.
Month.
Slap our new Pride Month logo on the screen right now.
Okay. There it is. You can't see it, but it's there.
Yeah. We're like every company. It's rainbow, and then the second it's not this month anymore, we're changing it back because apparently that's the only time that companies care about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's true. They sell more things if they support whatever's going on.
Should
that
we make
month.
Pride merch and then do not sell it any other time of year in case anyone who identifies with that community wants to wear it any other time of year?
Absolutely, and I think we should make the prices incredibly expensive.
Like, and then especially use like labor camps in places where you'll be killed if you're gay.
Oh my God, the irony of it all!
Oh my God, we should do that.
We should do that.
It makes
so much
sense.
The fact that no one's thought of that and people haven't done that still to this day is insane.
I agree.
You know what else is insane, Jackson?
Nope.
All these trailers we got. The first one, a 30-second snippet on a TV commercial that we were able to find. Boy, howdy, do I hate life right now. It's the Patrick Starr Show.
Ooh, give it up for Patrick Starr, everybody. I'm not clapping. Jackson.
Jackson's very excited.
He loves Patrick Starr. I don't blame him.
This seems wrong.
Yeah, it definitely is.
It 100% is.
It felt wrong watching it.
I hated it.
It has all the same voice actors and everything, but like, why?
I wouldn't agree. Well, I probably would. I like money. But I was going to say, I wouldn't agree to it if I was the voice actor.
I probably would.
Yeah, I probably would
because
I like money, yeah.
But I'd feel bad about it. Like, I wouldn't feel great about it.
Damn. Mm.
I'd want to see
paid.
If the show's
How
gonna
much?
Suck first. I would want to read the script and be like, "Yeah, this is nowhere near the original SpongeBob." Mm-hmm. I'm out.
You're not
said, following
guys,
the
there's
manga.
Barely
any SpongeBob in this script. It's all about this damn starfish guy.
Our next trailer on the list is Reminiscence, where Hugh Jackman is so sad because a girl, and that's the plot.
If only girl. Let me reminisce on girl.
You gotta go to the past to remember the future.
What? And that can become your new present. I think.
I didn't get anything the movie was trying to tell me.
What is it? Like any deep thought they were trying to make where it's like the past can sometimes hold the future in its hands in the present.
Sometimes the present, the past, and it goes through the present for future. What?
Remember when I was Wolverine, guys? Wasn't that
okay,
cool?
I'll go see the movie Reminiscence. All
right, I'll watch this movie. I'm going to reminisce about you being in a better movie, but I'll still watch this one.
Wolverine. Anyways, you know who else played Wolverine? Miranda Cosgrove.
It's not going to... That's not true.
Did you miss that movie?
That's a false
She grew
statement.
The claws herself. It was impressive.
That's dedication.
Well, you don't remember the girl from Logan? That was Miranda Cosgrove.
That was not that. Cosgrove is like almost 30.
They filmed that years ago. They were just waiting. Because they didn't want people to watch it and go, oh, that's Miranda Cosgrove at the time. We needed some time to pass. Anyways, iCarly reboot trailer. Looks kind of good.
Looks not bad.
I'm glad that
feels a bit off without Jeanette McCurdy, but
it definitely felt wrong. Like when they opened up, it's like, I'm Carly, and then you didn't hear the I'm Sam. It was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna pretend like this.
So are they replacing Sam with that one chick?
No, that one chick seems to be like
a designer.
Like her. Yeah, like her agent or something. Okay. But it doesn't seem like a Sam copy.
But is it gonna be like a best friend figure kind of in her life? Or is that, or are her and Freddy gonna bang? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I think her and Freddy are gonna bang.
I like how the mom's still in it.
I like how it's more adult. They talked about alcohol.
They had beer. Beer.
I did. I miss Spencer. Boy, how did I crack a smile when he
Spencer's
was like,
fantastic.
We got everything. Spicy wings, spicy chips, spicy beers. And he went, what? And spat it out.
And then he says something about Guy Fieri. Awesome.
But
awesome.
My
topical,
then,
topical, topical.
And then Carly said sexy at the end. What?
Like, I don't.
What?
This makes me mad, man.
Why?
I'm getting angry. Why does this need to be a thing?
It doesn't, but it sounds kind of good. I'm going to watch it.
You're going to get Paramount Plus?
I already have it.
Oh, good job. Jackson, what's your question?
Is Tebow going to be a character?
He better be, bro.
If there is no Tebow, deal's off. I'm canceling the show.
I didn't see any Gibby either, which, big red flag, first of all. So.
Wasn't it confirmed that
he was
in there, though?
A little upsetting. I don't know if he's still fat.
He is.
Yeah, like if he rips off his shirt and it's just a glistening six-pack, it's going to make me feel bad.
Gibby.
And he goes like, Gibby. And then you're like, ah.
And you're like, oh.
Oh, no. It's Squidward. Oh, no. He's hot.
Exactly.
You know what else I said, oh, no, while watching the trailer for? The last trailer we're going to talk about today. Marky Mark is back, baby. We're talking about Infinite. Mark Wahlberg doing his best confused guy as always. Apparently, he's one of a bunch of people who've lived throughout all time and have learned things throughout all time. And then they get reincarnated as the same person. Throughout all time, and then they learn their skills.
Yeah.
Throughout all time.
It's gonna be a movie.
I just hope this movie is infinite.
Oh.
It's like the never-ending story, except it's even worse. Just,
yeah.
Why? Why Mark Wahlberg for this one? This doesn't seem like
he's
a Mark Wahlberg movie. Huh?
He's good at it.
What? I was a samurai? What? Huh? No, I'm Mark Wahlberg. What are you talking about?
I'm famous
sandwiches.
Actor, Mark
what?
Wahlberg.
I was in the Transform Optimus. What's going on?
That would be
you could fight with katanas.
Wait, okay. Imagine this movie like concept, but it's with an actor and they remember all the past movies they've been in.
Okay, that'd be pretty good.
That'd be pretty
like
good.
That'd be super super like fourth wall.
That'd be
breaking.
Meta. That would be.
It'd
meta.
Be very meta.
Yeah.
I think that'd be interesting though.
I mean, like. Deadpool's done it because he's aware of like the movies, but that's just Deadpool, not like as Ryan Reynolds in every movie he's done.
Yeah.
If they were to do this movie though, Jackson, who would you pick as the lead? Huh?
Someone who's
the
been
one
in just a giant variety of movies.
Is it your favorite actor in the world?
Dwayne
yeah,
the
I was
Rock
just
Johnson.
About to say.
Dwayne the Rock. It has to be. It always comes back to
it
Dwayne
the
Rock.
He's the variety guy, you know?
There's not a single episode this season where we won't mention Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
I love Dwayne
that's
the Rock.
That's a Roomie's promise.
Roomie's promise certified. You can come kill us at SDSU if
Don't
if
tell
we're
them
wrong.
Where we're from.
Dude, we're that, literally.
Wait, what?
Why would you tell them where we're
what?
From, dude?
Do you think we all just like didn't go to the school and then sent in our files for them to be put up on the radio station?
Yeah, we actually live in Wichita.
I thought you owned the radio station. I thought we made our own radio station.
I thought we invented a different form of radio frequency so that way only people who wanted to hear us could tune in. Which, to be fair, is pretty much how all radio works.
I thought we were the first and only podcast on any podcast platform.
I know. I thought my idea was really unique and original. Yeah. I'm like, guys, no one.
I thought it was weird that there were a ton of podcast platforms and there were no podcasts.
I was like, no one has ever thought about this. Three dudes talking about things with no qualifications, right?
Wait, I have a qualification.
Right.
What's your qualification?
I'm in every single movie we talk about.
Wow.
Well, that's just cheating, then. That's not a qualification.
No.
Then you're giving biased reviews.
It's like being like, Oh, yeah? How were you qualified to walk my dogs? And you're like,
I am a dog.
I'm professional dog walker. And you're like, well, that's not fair.
Well, that's not fair. That's too much qualifications.
That's what happens in job interview. They're like, you should have my job, buddy.
And they give it to you.
And then they give it to you.
Why do you think you'd be a good accountant for this bank? I actually invented all banks, so I feel like I'd be good for it. And they're like, wow, that's impressive. Too impressive.
That's crazy.
Why do you need a job?
I invented accounting. What?
You know, people used to just say random numbers. But
you know
I
the movie Infinite? You know the movie Infinite? Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
That was me.
Mark Wahlberg, what are you doing at this Infinite. Bank? What? I invented bank. What? Huh? Whoa, I could use a sword? Fuck you, Mark Wahlberg.
You're pretty good at that, Mark Wahlberg. You know what movie Mark Wahlberg isn't in?
It's a movie this week. Jackson, give a spooky voice for this transition. That was a noise. I just said give a spooky voice to read the fucking name.
What do you want me to say in the spooky voice?
The goddamn name of the title.
The Conjuring 3. Demon made me do it.
How did you misread that?
Try again. It's right there.
It's got a huge V in it.
The Conjuring.
No letter looks like
The M. Conjuring 3. Cruella DeVil made me do it.
That's pretty much the same thing. That's what it is. Damn it, Jackson. You gave me the title for the episode.
You're welcome. That'll be $5.
That'll be $5. Here you go, Jackson. It's time to talk about Conjuring 3. I thought this was Conjuring 4 until I looked up how many Conjuring movies there were afterwards. Because there's so many horror movies now.
It's weird. Weird there's only 3. Yeah.
Well, because those Annabelle movies and all those weird, like, oh, this is the nun. Oh, this is the spooky tall guy.
This is scary witch woman. She sits in the corner.
This is Wawa-wee-wa. The Bohemian...
This is dude with spikes.
But The Conjuring 3 does a great job being a sequel and doing the thing that not many sequels do, where they don't really put the heroes in any jeopardy of dying, but they're like, we've done this enough to know what we're doing, and they're competent throughout the film.
It was pretty good.
I liked how these people were experts, and they stayed experts throughout. They weren't like, huh. Now why would a ghost
like, okay,
do that?
Well, now let's do this.
Yeah, like, a solid 60% of this movie was them figuring out how, like, what type of demon this is, and then how to get rid of it. And they were, like, smart about it. They're like, okay, well, it's not possessing anyone, so let's cross that off the list.
Very methodical.
Good. But let's get into a nice little overview of the plot. I forgot the names of the characters. So, Jackson, if you could riff while I look up the characters.
So this movie wasn't scary.
Okay, well, the little kid is named David.
There is Arnie.
The main character is Arnie, and then I forget her name.
Isn't it like Becca or something?
No, I think that was like the other girl.
Also, they said each other's names way too much. I swear to God, he said Lorraine at least 50 times that film. Like, just Lorraine. Ed. Lorraine. Ed. Lorraine.
Ed, Lauren, Warren are back. Thank you, Jackson, for riffing. I found the names of the characters, although I don't know how I could forget Lorraine, as they've said it 80 times in the movie.
They said it so much.
The Warrens are back off the latest gosh dang case, and what The Conjuring does differently than every other movie is they're like, it's based on a true story. And then they show you pictures at the end, and you're like, oh, shit, I guess this did happen. Mm-hmm. After this guy named Arnie quotes, yo, someone possessed me, and I killed this dog shop owner. What's that about? And they go, huh. Well, shit, I guess we gotta go fight us another ghost. This is what Ghostbusters wishes it was. As a not bad. I'm talking about the new Ghostbusters. The old ones are fine.
Yeah, I know.
But we get to meet a bunch of fathers, a bunch of priests, a bunch of pastors. A little kid gets possessed, David. And then he gives it up to Arnie. Is Arnie actually possessed? Or was it really just a cold-blooded murder? Watch the movie to find out.
There's a lot of Bible. Also, something I noticed.
A lot of religion.
A lot of imagery. I don't know if you noticed when it was David, the kid, was first being cursed when he was laying on the bed. He was in the position of Jesus on the cross, right? Also, at the end of the movie, when Ed reached down to Lorraine, who's on the floor. It was very similar to the God and Adam painting by Da Vinci. I don't know who that painting's by.
Good job.
But I noticed a lot of like Jesus imagery, and I thought it was kind of interesting how they did that.
There was a lot of Jesus imagery. I noticed that as well, Jax.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dana didn't notice a single thing because he didn't take TFM 140 with that one professor.
That's what it is.
Before we jump right into the spoilers and laugh at some of this stuff and cry at some of the other stuff, well, let's give this out of 5 possessed waterbeds, what do you give this movie?
I'm going to 4.1.
That's really bad.
Is it? That's not bad. It's an 8.
Oh, never mind. I blanked and I was thinking about 10. I just thought for a second. I was like, wow, you hated this movie.
No, I liked it.
I'll give it a 3.25.
Wow.
I didn't think it was that good. Like, I mean, it was that's a horror really film.
It's a 65%.
It wasn't Jackson. Scary.
How dare you,
and there
Jackson.
Were a lot of, like, just boring moments where I was like, can this movie hurry up?
How dare you, Jax? How dare you give it anything with a 3 in the number? I could never look at you get 3.8 out of 5. If you want to see more, stay tuned for a spoiler talks right now. And if you don't, ouch, and we'll see you next week when we talk about In the Heights. Washington Heights. For those of you who stayed, hi.
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 Thanks for listening.
Thanks for staying. It really means a lot to us. Yeah. We're going to jump right into this. Jackson, spoil the twist right now.
He was possessed the whole time.
He was possessed the whole
time.
And
he could read from the Bible.
Silly.
How does that make sense? Riddle me that.
Give us your favorite... I'd be so fucked if I was possessed by a demon. They'd be like, give us your favorite Bible quote. The Lord said unto the Son, here I am. I really enjoyed some of the things that they did throughout their investigations and how they just get like kind of free reign everywhere. And there's no repercussions for them breaking and entering into different places. This is spirit business. We'll take care of this. If you could just get out of here for a second, I got to break through this window.
Mm. I like how when the like police guy was deciding whether or not to like let her use the file, he was like, which of these is the murder weapon? She had a 1 in 3 chance. Even if she didn't have power, like, she could have gotten it.
It would be really funny.
Yeah, that was pretty low stakes.
He's like, pick which weapon's the one. It's the one with the blood on it. Fuck, how did she do that? All right, I'll show you where the dead body is. But that guy was just kind of like a jerk the whole time. Like, he's like...
A little bit.
He's like, ghosts aren't real.
Well, I mean, Dana,
he was supposed
let's
to represent
real.
The general public.
If you were, like, a proponent of the law, and someone came to you saying, I need to see secret files because a ghost possessed someone, would you be like, hell yeah, like, just take these. This isn't against any code.
Of course not, Jackson. I'd pull out 4 weapons on the table and say, which one was the murder weapon for the case?
Well, now we're at a 1 in 4 chance, and that's where things start to get dicey.
That's where things
so
get a little intense.
You made a pretty good choice there, Dannon. Yeah, good choice.
I really like... I don't know why, but this is the one scene that stuck out in my head the most. When they played back a David laying on the waterbed, and then the ghost trying to, like, take him and drown him. I was like, what's going on here? Yeah, this bedroom was empty. And then he goes, where's the waterbed? Oh, it was over here. It spilled, so it stayed in the wood. He lifts up the carpet, and there's like a
and
Satan.
It
was like a Satan star. And he goes like, fucking demon, Mark. I knew it.
He's like, ah, you fools. This isn't water damage. Come on now.
Wait, that was another issue I had with the movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had the opportunity. You know how they were like, oh, she needs to kill 3 people for the curse to be fulfilled. They should have made it 5 and made the distance between the people
a star.
Add up to a pentagram.
Yeah.
That would have been so cool because they literally had a triangle. And I was like, damn, they just need 2 more points. And then they didn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been so cool. It would have been actually like...
Maybe they're setting up 2 more movies or something.
Well, no, the antagonist kind of...
Yeah.
No, I think they're going to set up 2 more movies with Annabelle, though.
I did enjoy how they kind of, they didn't baby us through it, but like we were with them figuring it out when he's like, why the heck?
It felt like the first horror movie I've seen that had like a plot.
Yeah. I really enjoyed how they were looking at the map. And he's like, why the hell is this over here? and they made it way more intense than it needed to be. It's like, well, she got it from college. Where the fuck did she go to college? This city that we're in. You motherfucker. Put that pin right here.
That felt so convenient. And it also felt really convenient when she was like, when I was there, there was water dripping from the ceiling and I heard a train. And then they're like, well, there's train tracks near this lake. And that's the only one that goes at midnight.
Yeah, I like
it. She must be there.
Like, he was like, there's 18 train systems in this town. Well, when did we last see her? I don't know, 12? Okay, we can take out all of these except for one. We know where we're going.
Yeah.
Really convenient. But, you know, they kind of got to be.
No, there should just be an hour-long segment of them, like, checking all the different train tracks while Army is just, like, in terrible dying. Pain. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like him, like, in basic conversation, like, so you said that there's no water near you at all? Nah, man, there's no water here at all. Okay, thank you for your time. Well, 18 more to go, John. Let's get on to it. And then Arnie's just like stabbing himself into the neck like 18 times. They're like, Arnie, we figured out what train station it was. And he's just dead on the ground. Oh, shit. Sorry, Arnie. I think it's time we talk about the conflict. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Witch fight is a witch fight. Witch fight.
Witch fight.
Witch fight.
The final fight, Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
That's the fight we're talking about.
No, but it's more like witch fight, as in like.
No, I know. I just told you, so it's the last fight, Jackson.
No, but it's less of a question and more of a statement. We're talking about the witch fight, not witch fight, Danik.
Well, the final fight, Jackson.
Danik, you're not funny, but you're actually pretty funny, but not really, but maybe.
This puts WandaVision's finale to shame. This is how you do a witch fight.
Yeah, baby.
Lorraine, I'm here with a sledgehammer. Demon sand. Fuck my ass. All right, I'm going to kill my wife. I like how that all progressed in like 10 seconds. And then that was the final fight.
I love your use of the phrase demon sand.
Well, that's what it seemed like. There's no explanation for it. And then she goes into his eyes. The demon lady.
Demon lady who looked like that one lady from that one painting.
Yeah, man. Thanks for that.
You know the old farmer painting? The one with, like, the pitchfork?
Oh, that one.
She looks like that. She was very skinny and, like, malnourished, it looked.
Okay, I did not...
But I guess that's every Satanist.
I did not get that one scene where that old priest is like, yes, I had a daughter. She's my daughter. And then she looks as old as him.
Yeah, I know. She looks almost older, probably.
She's like, I'm sorry, father. And then, like, slits his throat. And then I was just like, that's the daughter? Ew.
Why would she even kill? Like, what did she gain by killing him? I guess it's just to show she doesn't have, like, humanity anymore. I don't know.
It wasn't like we were attached to that old pastor anyways, because she's like...
I actually didn't like him because he was holding information from the protagonist.
Like, you knew? And he was like, it's my daughter. Dude, someone's about to be put to the death penalty. And you just had this information this whole time? Well, she's going to slit my throat right now, so it all works out in the end.
Yeah, and I mean, this guy was like a priest. He probably could have done something. And he's like, oh, I failed as a father. Just kill your daughter. She's a Satanist.
Also, I don't know how priests haven't moved to plastic bottles holding holy water. Like, no duh that Arnie's going to try to cut his wrists with a glass bottle if you give him a glass bottle, father.
Another thing about that scene.
Yeah, that was kind of a dumb move.
There is no way he was able to make that big of a circle around him with that tiny vial of holy water.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I was watching that and I was like, what the? Give him a bigger bottle at least to make it more, like, feasible. But
also, I know they're like, well, it's because it would look too shady. But in what situation does, like, a priest come by and goes, like, here's a thing of holy water. It's like a good gallon. They're like, hey, that's alcohol. He's like, no, it's not smelling. I guess it's not alcohol. Here's your holy water. And then just pasteurize himself. Just sprinkle all over himself.
Yeah.
Also, I don't understand why the guy doesn't just like bathe in holy water and then the demon's gone. Because when they were trying to get the demon out of that little kid, the holy water seemed to like burn it. So just do that.
Yeah, they could have solved this a plethora of ways.
Yeah, I would just put him in a pool of holy water, because any water that like a priest bless or something, or like, I don't know, someone has to bless it, and then it's holy water. So can't they just like bless a pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, throw him in.
No, there's chlorine in a pool.
That's the least holy.
Does that make it not
holy
water?
That's the least holy chemical. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Burns the eyes.
I was just doing a little bit of reading on how much was true from this movie. Not a lot.
Clearly, because I don't think they're like, Your Honor, my wife fought the witch, and then the witch was killed by Satan himself, so that's why we don't have any actual evidence.
He changed his charge he claimed it was self-defense, and that's why he got manslaughter instead. Although apparently there was a cut from his stomach to his heart. But he says he blacked out. I guess Arnie himself never in court said that he was possessed. He just said he doesn't remember it. It was just his girlfriend that was like, he's possessed.
Wait. Yeah, I mean, I kind of figured.
I guess like the Warrens are, you either believe them or you think that they're frauds who convince people and manipulate them to think that they've been possessed or whatever. And then they like make money off of it. So one way or the other,
they do a good job.
Someone's getting hurt.
They do a good job making them not seem like that second option in these Conjuring films. And boy, howdy, if this is the last Conjuring film, what a way to end. The guy built a gazebo.
What a way. Gazebo.
He built the gazebo, and they are now happy, I think.
Built a gazebo. They're both dead now.
Yeah. Satan finally got to him, huh?
Was her name Lorraine or something?
Yeah. Lorraine.
How do you forget, man?
Lorraine. She died in 2019, so rest in peace.
Wow, that's very
They were like, and wow. Now she's dead, make the movie.
That's... Do you think they held off until that? They're like, we got this last
like
movie, but we don't really want to make it until they're dead.
Did they kill her?
That's terrible.
They might have. Man, I mean, who's to say?
Now we're going to get killed. We should probably stop now.
I'm really glad that the Conjuring movies existed. Some of them aren't great, but you know, to make a horror movie that is enjoyable, not as a horror movie, but just as a movie.
It's kind of difficult.
Yeah, all that, and also they didn't really rely on jump scares too much.
There were a few, but it wasn't really focused on
it
was more the demons looked creepy.
When that cereal box fell over and a rat ran out, I was like, whoo!
I was like, whoo!
It fell over and I was like, that's a demon box of cereal!
Demon cereal. They sell it in stores.
Probably tricks.
Why?
Only demons eat tricks. You don't know this?
I didn't know that. I've been eating tricks my
whole
life.
Silly Camden, tricks are for demons.
Oh, is that their motto? I seem to have forgot.
Yeah, they changed it last year.
Last year.
And that.
Because she died.
Yeah, they went. They really. They're like, all right, guys. For some reason, I have this new motto. But that's it. That's the Conjuring. The devil. The DeVille made me do it. What'd you think, Jackson? What do you think? Tell me all your thoughts. Spoiler free, then spoilers.
Spoiler free, then spoilers. Really?
No, we can't. That's what we just did, Jackson.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, why.
He's like, okay, spoiler free, then spoilers. Okay.
Spoiler free.
Dana, my thoughts are that you're a dumbass.
Whoa.
But that's just a fact.
Jeez, man.
Let's calm down, buddy. Well.
Camden, my thoughts are that you're pretty.
Thanks.
I like that one, Jackson. Jackson, give him
pretty ugly.
Oh, my God. Got him.
Got me from back here.
All the way from downtown.
I'm in a different city. How did you get me?
There it is. That's our review of The Conjuring. The Devil Made Me Do It. If you haven't already, what the hell are you doing? Follow us on your social media.
Yeah, at Roomies Movies on the tweets.
And at Roomies Talking Movies on Instagram.
And if you haven't followed us on our personal social medias, I'm at It's Danon on Instagram.
At Camden Powell.
And at Jay Salvis.
You've been a lovely audience, as always. Make sure those swim trunks stay on all summer, baby.
Season 4, baby.
Nice and moldy. We're here for the next 3 months, and then it's just going to be a really short season on to season 5. That's how it works.
Season 5 will be live.
Next week.
Right?
Next week will be live. Yeah, yeah, we're going to be recording live.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, probably.
Sweet.
And join us next week as we talk about the first musical movie. Is this the first musical movie we review?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it is.
This is the first musical movie we're going to review for Roomies Talking Movies. A new flagpole event for us. We're talking about In the Heights. It will be in theaters and on HBO Max. We're probably all going to watch it in our boxes at home. But hey, watch it wherever you want. Come back and join us next week as we talk about it. And we will see you all next week. Take care.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Camden, did you eat your microphone?